We mentioned to you earlier this week, talked about the effort by Bill Napoli and some other state conservatives, a group that they have formed called South Dakota Conservatives, and jokingly referred to themselves as the Wing Nuts. And Bill Napoli's a former South Dakota lawmaker from Rapid City, joins us on the line this morning. Bill, how are you?
Well, fine, Greg. How are you? And thanks for calling me. This is wonderful.
Well, it's great to have a chance. I don't know if you remember, but I visited with you years ago when I was hosting afternoons here at Kello, and you were busy in the state legislature representing conservative values on the abortion ban and a number of other issues. So it's good to have a chance to visit with you again.
Well, it's great, except my memory only goes back about yesterday, so I'm sorry about that.
And no apology, believe me. I know how it goes. Hey, let's tell us about this this group, the South Dakota Conservatives, how you formed and why you came together.
Well, the group is comprised mainly of a whole bunch of disenfranchised Republicans. You know, a lot of people are really concerned about the direction of the Republican Party and are looking for an alternative. And we just... You know, there's a little Elks Lodge down the street, and so we go down there for lunch two, three times a week, and we were all sitting around complaining one day about government and things going on, and thought, you know, well, we shouldn't be in our misery alone. Let's invite some other conservatives to be in misery with us. And so we started inviting other conservatives and other people, too, not just conservatives. And it grew. We started with five, six people, and it grew up to 20, and then we had to go to a bigger room, and then it got up to 30, and some days we can have up to 50 people. We meet every week. We draw a continual 30 to 50 people every week. And this year it took on a whole new meaning. 22 out of the 50 people that come on a regular basis are running for some sort of office from the Wing Nuts. Now, I'm not saying that they, you know, that they're not involved with other groups or anything like that. I mean, they are. But these are people that call themselves good, solid conservatives, and that's a real good start for seeing some change.
Do you have a specific, I mean, are there specific goals in mind, specific things that you're working on that you want to see happen?
That I personally want to
see
happen?
Well, the group as a whole. I mean, is there an agenda of things you're working toward?
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about the Wing Nuts, is we don't have any agenda. We don't have any officers. We don't have any dues. We don't have any rules. We don't have any regulations. We don't require anything. We have policies. We have two policies. One is no cussing, and number two, you can't threaten anybody's life. Other than that, you can stand up and say what you want. And the group is different than you've ever seen. It's a whole new concept, a whole new deal, and it's just fun as hell. It's just the greatest time. And what it is, it's open discussion most days. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Everybody in the room is entitled and urged to speak their mind. This is not one of them deals where you go to a meeting and six people up in the front of the room do all the talking, and then when it's over, you leave, and you're mad when you get there, and you're mad when you leave. This is a group where everybody's equal, everybody speaks, everybody gets their point across. It's just a fun group.
Bill Napoli is our guest this morning. He's former state lawmaker from Rapid City. Now, the way this was reported in the Journal is that the effort here is to try to move the Republican Party further to the right. But from what I understand, you visited with our producer Brownie about that. That's not the case at all.
No, golly sakes! Everybody's got these buzzwords, and everybody's got to pigeonhole you and put a label on you. The Wing Nuts are not interested in moving anybody anywhere. We're interested in learning something. We're interested in talking politics. We're interested in making things better for people. We're interested in issues. 80% of the people at the Wing Nuts, I'm speaking out, you know, from my own behalf now, really don't care whether the Republican comes and goes, whether the Republican Party comes and goes. What we're interested in is getting some issues solved and getting some stuff done and maybe getting some good people elected into office to do that. But I'm so sick of that, moving the party to the right and moving the issues to the right, and we're going too far to the right. And frankly, I'm already to the right, and I don't care whether anybody goes with me or not. I'm going to do what I can to change things, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, I'll try harder. But I'm just so tired of that stuff.
Well, let's talk, as someone who's been in Pierre and former state lawmaker and looking at what's happened in the state, now just asking for your own point of views here, you know, what are your concerns maybe about things you've seen happen in Pierre?
Well, Pierre's changed dramatically when I was there, and then it changed dramatically when I went in. When I went in was the very end of the Barnett days, and it was a very iron-fisted, keep-your-mouth-shut, stand-in-the-back-of-the-room legislative process. And during my time, it had been opened up through some great leadership. And now we've kind of gone back to that. We've kind of lost that openness, that ability for people to be involved on their own initiative. Now we've kind of gone back that you'd better support the party or you'll never get a chairmanship. It's not based on your abilities anymore. It's based on how much you suck up to the parties. And so it's changed dramatically in the fact that what I just mentioned. And it's also changed in the fact that it's become very liberal-minded and very cautious. The legislators are afraid to say anything or do anything for fear that they're going to make somebody mad. And we just don't have the gutsy, strong, conservative people we had in there back in the days of Eric Bogue and Lee Schoenbeck and people like that. Those days are gone, and I'm not sure we're going to go back to them either.
Specifically, when we talk about that, can you name specific issues that come to mind for you? Where we've seen that, where maybe we've seen a lack of leadership from conservatives or...
Well, there's been several issues. Common Core is one of them, and I'm not exactly sure where I stand on Common Core, but the fact that the issue was never brought to the legislature for the legislature to discuss, and that leadership of the legislature refused to bring it forward to discuss it, is an example of what I'm talking about. Another one was that huge driver's license immigration issue that was just so detrimental to women. I mean, it was just awful what that bill did. And the third one that really gripes my goat more than anything, because I've got a lot of cars, was I have been opposed to tax and fee increases my whole life. Government doesn't make money. We make money. Government takes it from us and spends it. So the money that government takes from us is money that we're not going to recoup. So what do? They double our license plate fees. We had one of the lowest license plate rates in the country, which is just great. I mean, let's do something good for people, keep license plates rate low. And that bill passed almost overwhelmingly, like with a 90% margin, that vote passed, that bill passed, with well over the, well, and the legislature is predominantly Republican anyway, so that was Republicans that sponsored that bill and passed it to double our license plate fees. Huge tax increase, didn't bother him a bit.
Bill Napoli is our guest. Again, he's a former state lawmaker from Rapid City. What impact do you hope the Wingnuts will have? I mean, are you hoping to have an impact in Pierre? Are you hoping to increase awareness?
Well, yes, we'd like to have an impact on anything as individuals being involved. Somebody said the other day, they said, oh, you Wingnuts, you don't do anything. You're just sitting over there belly aching about government. Well, the problem is, we do a lot. We get involved, we learn, and we vote. And by doing so, we hope to have an impact. We hope to have an impact on elections. We hope to have an impact on Pierre and what goes on in Pierre. We want to go back to a good, common sense, family oriented type of legislature, type of government that cares about people and not just do stuff for people, allow people to do stuff for themselves. And yes, we want to have an event, and I think we're having it. I do. When you get 22 out of 50 people running for some sort of elective office, you are having an effect.
No, absolutely. So, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah,
and so we are having an effect. And I think what's getting blown, I'll tell you what, I'm just getting beat up on the blog something fierce, and I think we've got the attention of somebody, and rightly so.
Well, Bill, it's great to have an opportunity to visit with you and keep fighting for those conservative values. I just, you know, I get quite enthusiastic when I visit with folks like you. So I appreciate what you're doing out there.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to talk about it, because anytime I can talk about this stuff, I'm going to talk until I'm blue in the face. So you keep the faith, buddy, and you keep this station going so we've got a place where we can talk and get our message out.
Well, you give us a shout anytime. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
That's Bill Napoli, former state lawmaker, Republican from Rapid City.